in regard to House Bill 2759. I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2759. Monica.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2759 creates a temporary 30% surcharge on filing fees for the circuit and appellate courts beginning September 1, 2003. Revenues from the surcharge are dedicated to the Judicial Department for operating expenses. That surcharge is replaced in the 2005-07 biennium by a 10% fee increase, and revenues from that fee increase would be deposited in the general fund. The bill also modifies the maximum fines for felony, misdemeanor, and violations, and establishes and increases various court fees, including those to support legal aid. There is a set of Dash A35 amendments that would increase the unitary assessment by $2, make some technical adjustments to, and establish separate accounts that were established in Senate Bill 391 and 2756, just consolidating the accounting for those in the judicial departments.
Okay.
I don't believe anyone has signed up.
Okay. We're going to stand at ease until the senators join us. I apologize for being late and making everyone else late. We're down making an announcement downstairs.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
I move that the Dash A35 amendments be appended to House Bill 2759.
Representative Butler moves the Dash A35 amendments to House Bill 2759. Questions? Concerns? Anyone opposed? The A35 amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move that the House Bill 2759, as amended with the Dash A35 amendments, be moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Butler moves House Bill 2759, as amended, to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Questions? Concerns? Objections? Seeing none? So ordered. Let the record reflect. Senator Schrader sat in for Senator George on this particular hearing today. We have federal grants. I'll carry in the House. Senator Devlin will carry in the Senate. Grant application, Doug.
Mr. Chair, real briefly, this is a federal grant that the Department of Corrections is applying for. It is basically an extension of a grant that the E-Board approved in the September of 2002. It provides $70,000 for mental health and A&D treatment for violent youth offenders between the ages of 14 and 17. Or 14 and 35, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend the full Ways and Means Committee the approval of the grant as recommended by Legislative and Fiscal Office.
Representative Butler moves the approval of the grant to the full committee. Any objections? Discussion? Seeing none, so ordered. We are adjourned.
Will that be standard practice?